The word of the Lord recorded through Malachi, the fourth chapter. For behold, the day is coming, burning like a furnace, and all the arrogant and every evildoer will be chaff. And the day that is coming will set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. For you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go forth and skip about like calves from the stall, and you will tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day which I am preparing, says the Lord of hosts.
This morning I want to talk about Charles Wesley. Charles Wesley is one of the greatest hymn writers in the church. Here's a picture of him. Looks kind of like an interesting person in this picture. He lived in the 18th century in London, England. His brother was John Wesley. If you've heard of that name, he was a famous preacher. But Charles Wesley didn't do much preaching. Instead, he did most of his teaching through the hymns that he wrote. And he wrote somewhere in the neighborhood of about 8,000 hymns for the church. Many of those hymns are in our hymn book still today. For example, some of the ones you might recognize are Christ the Lord is Risen Today, Hallelujah, that song. Or the song Soldiers of Christ Arise, or the song And Can It Be. But maybe one of Charles Wesley's more popular hymns that we sing during this time of the year is the song Hark the Herald Angels Sing, a wonderful Christmas carol. And one of the unique parts about Charles Wesley, that whenever he wrote a song, he was very theological. His songs were very deep, and they had a lot of theological depth to them. And in fact, in some cases, maybe a little bit too deep. In fact, there was a preacher who read the lyrics of Hark the Herald Angels Sing and said, I think we need to change a little bit. Because when Wesley first wrote that song, the very first line in the song was not Hark the Herald Angels Sing, it was Hark How the Welkin Rings. And there was this preacher named George Whitfield who was like, what in the world is a welkin? We need to change that. So he changed it to Hark the Herald Angel Sings. But the song is about a theological question. And the question is, what is the importance of the incarnation? Now, the incarnation is just a big word that basically means God becoming flesh, God becoming human in Jesus Christ. And so Charles Wesley wrote this song about why is that important? Why is that significant? Why is that such a big deal that God became flesh and became this baby boy in Jesus Christ? And so he writes this song to answer the question. And as he's answering that question, there is this odd line in the song. It's actually in verse 3 of the song. This odd line that he uses to answer that question. The line is, Hail the Son of Righteousness, and light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Now that's an odd line because that line comes from Scripture. Charles Wesley is quoting from Scripture in this line, but it's from the most unlikely place in Scripture. It's from the book of Malachi. Now, why would Charles Wesley use Malachi in this Christmas carol? I don't think I've ever preached a sermon from Malachi. You probably have never heard a sermon from Malachi. In the first service, I asked John Scott if he had ever preached from Malachi. He thinks that he has, but I think he probably was lying. But most of us don't even know what the book of Malachi is all about, other than just the fact that it's the last book in the Old Testament. But apparently Charles Wesley had read Malachi, and he knew Malachi. So as he's writing this Christmas carol, he takes a line from Malachi. Well, that set me on a little theological journey, trying to figure out why would Charles Wesley quote from Malachi? And I want you to share that journey with me this morning. Malachi was a prophet in the 5th century B.C. He was a contemporary with Nehemiah, if you remember Nehemiah. And at the time that Malachi came and was a prophet, the people of Israel had returned from exile. They had rebuilt the temple, with the help of Zerubbabel and Ezra, and they resettled in various towns and cities. But at that time, the people were getting very discouraged. They were getting discouraged because, number one, Persia was still in charge, that Israel was not free. Instead, they were still conquered by Persia. Number two, the temple had been rebuilt, but it was nowhere near the beautiful temple that Solomon had built years earlier. And then number three, the number of people there for the people of Israel was much fewer than it was before their time in exile. And so the people were just getting discouraged. Their faith was waning. They were becoming cynical. They weren't really believing that the promises that God had given of restoration were really going to come true. And they were just kind of starting to lose hope. They weren't worshiping the Lord with great energy and intensity. They weren't following the Lord faithfully. They were just kind of losing hope and losing faith. And along comes Malachi. And Malachi was one of the messengers of God. In fact, Malachi's name means my messenger. And one of the messages that he comes to bring this discouraged group of people is this message. And that is, there's a day that is coming. There's a day that is coming. A day when the Lord is going to come. And when the Lord comes on this day, there's going to be two big things that happen. Number one, there's going to be judgment. And all those who are evil, all those who are faithless, all those who are sinners, they are going to be judged and they're going to be removed from God's presence. And then the second thing that's going to happen is that for those that remain, for the faithful, for the remnant, those that have stayed true, they are going to receive healing. And to describe that idea, Malachi uses this image of the sun. The sun of righteousness will rise, Malachi says, and will rise with healing in its wings. Now, scholars have debated, why did Malachi describe the sun with wings? Because we don't normally describe the sun with wings. Normally, we say the sun has rays, but Malachi says the sun has wings. Well, if you go back into archaeology and you study some of the ancient cultures, that some of the ancient cultures, like Egypt, they had a picture, an image to describe their king. And they would describe their king as a sun-winged disc. They would use this imagery right here, that the sun with wings spread out. And they would use it to describe their king or their ruler. And so Malachi takes that image and he applies it to the Lord, that the Lord is going to come. And when the Lord comes, it's going to be like the sun coming with wings to bring healing. Well, think about the sun for a second with me. The sun is a wonderful thing because the sun can bring healing. The sun can come to your body and it gives you vitamin D, which helps you fight infection, helps your immune system. The sun can warm up your body, make it feel good. In fact, the sun actually puts you in a better mood. A lot of times people get depressed during the wintertime because we don't see the sun as much. Because when we're in the sun, it puts us in a good mood. It brings healing. But at the very same time, the sun can also bring harm. If you're out in the sun too long, you get a sunburn. You get skin cancer. That's why we have to put on sunscreen, because the sun can bring harm. And Malachi takes both of those ideas. He says, that's what's going to happen down the road. There's going to be a day that's going to come. The Lord is going to come. And for some of us, it's going to be bad news because it's going to be judgment. But for others of us, it's going to be good news because it's going to mean that we're going to have healing. Well, after that, Malachi says, we'll know when that day is coming because there'll be a messenger who will come before to prepare the way of the Lord. And that messenger is going to come in the spirit of Elijah. And after he says that, Malachi ends his message, and the book ends, and then we flip to the New Testament. 400 years pass, and we come to the story in Luke chapter 1. And if you have your Bibles, flip over to Luke chapter 1. The story of this man named Zechariah, he's a priest, and he goes to the temple to do his priestly duty, and while he's there at the temple, an angel appears to him, and the angel tells him that you and your wife, Elizabeth, even though y'all are old, y'all are going to have a baby. And that baby is going to be special. That baby is going to be unique. You're to give that baby the name John. Because that baby is going to be the messenger to prepare the way of the Lord. That angel was Gabriel, and Gabriel had read Malachi. Because he quotes Malachi here, and he says, that baby is going to prepare the way of the Lord. Well, Zechariah doesn't believe the angel, and so because of that, Zechariah is unable to speak. But sure enough, what the angel said comes true. Elizabeth becomes pregnant, and Elizabeth gives birth to this baby, and everyone gathers around and asks her, what should you name this baby? She says, his name should be John. But nobody in your family's been named John. So they go to Zechariah. And they gather around Zechariah and they ask him, what are you to name this baby? And he gets a tablet, and on the tablet he writes, his name is to be John. And at that moment, his mouth is loosened, his tongue's loosened, his mouth is opened, and he can speak for the very first time. And what is the first thing that Zechariah says? He begins to praise God. He writes a song that we call the Benedictus. And notice what he says in the song. In verse 76, and you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, just like Malachi said, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide our feet into the path of peace. That Zechariah had read Malachi. And Zechariah had realized that what Malachi had talked about was now happening. The messenger has come. It's my son, John. And because the messenger has come, that means the sun is getting ready to rise. And when the sun rises, it's going to bring light to all those in darkness. It's going to bring healing in its wings. And sure enough, when Jesus came, he was the sun. And like the sun shines down and brings healing to our bodies, Jesus brought healing to the diseased and the lame, the blind, and the deaf. And like the sun brings warmth to all of us, Jesus brought the warmth of compassion to the leper, to the widow, to the child, to the grieving. And like the sun brings solar energy to our planet, Jesus brought energy by proclaiming the kingdom of God, this upside-down kingdom where the poor is uplifted, where the stranger is welcomed, and where the Gentile is taught the word of the Lord. And just like the sun can bring light into a dark place, Jesus took our darkness, he took our sin, and he placed it upon himself at the cross, so that through the cross, we all could be light to the world. And like the sun, which rises every morning, give us hope of a new day. Jesus rose from the grave to give us hope for a new world. Yes, Jesus was the Son of righteousness rising with healing in his wings. And yet, there was a part of Jesus' coming that didn't fulfill what Malachi said. Because Malachi talked about judgment. And Jesus came, he didn't come to judge, he came to bring salvation. But then he said later that someday I'm going to come back. Someday I'm going to return. And when Jesus returns, we're all going to stand before him in judgment. We're all going to stand before the Lord, and we're going to be judged. And those that are evil, those that are evildoers, they're going to be removed from the presence of God. And all sin and all the curse of sin is going to be taken out. But then all those that are faithful, all the remnant, all those that have stayed true to the way of the Lord, we're going to be ushered into this new heaven and new earth. And in Revelation chapter 21 and 22, at the very end of Scripture, we have this picture of what the new heaven and new earth is going to look like. It tells us that in the new heaven, new earth, there's going to be no crying, no death, no mourning, no pain. And then it says this, I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives its light, and the Lamb is its lamp. When we are in the new heaven, new earth, we're not going to need a sun anymore. We won't have to turn down the shades to block the sun anymore, because Jesus will be the sun. The sun of righteousness will have risen, bringing healing in its wings. And so Charles Wesley took that theological idea and he put it in his song to talk about the importance of the incarnation. That number one, the fact that Christ has come and has been born means that for all of us, we can have healing. We can have healing right now. We're all broken and we're all sinners and we're all struggling. We're all going through difficult times. And yet the fact that Christ has come and was born, it means that there is healing for all of us. Praise God. I was reading earlier about how in the mid-20th century, as doctors were just figuring out about the healing properties of the sun, that they realized that it could really help people who were struggling with tuberculosis. And they would take the TB patients, they would be in some kind of sanatorium trying to get well. They would take them, and about the middle of the day, they'd bring them out of where they were, and they would place them in the sun. And they'd sit them in the sun for a period of time, because they knew if they sat right there, they would receive healing in their body. And I thought, what a great metaphor for the church. I mean, what do we all need to be doing? What do we all need to be encouraging others to do? What is the invitation that we should be offering? We need to get people in the sun. Because when you're in the sun, it brings healing to us. We need to be with Christ. And Charles Wesley realized that Christ has been born. And what that means for all of us, we have healing. We have salvation. We have hope. Because Christ is here. But then there's a second part. And maybe this second part is just as meaningful, or maybe even more so. Because we're all struggling with sickness right now. Many of us are struggling with death or grieving loved ones that have died. We're dealing with disappointments and discouragements. And Wesley realized that also the birth of Christ means that someday there's going to be a day that will come where we'll have complete healing, where no longer will we have to deal with COVID, no longer will we have to deal with death, no longer will we have to deal with all of the discouragements and disappointments of a broken world. Instead, Christ will be here, and he will be all in all, and we will be completely healed in the new heaven, new earth, and we look forward to that day. We celebrate the fact that Christ has come, and his beginning prepares us for the end with Christ, and that what Christ started will someday be finished, and we will be with him. Well, Charles Wesley, the story is told that he wrote this song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, 1 year after he was converted to Christ. And the inspiration for him writing that song is that it was Christmas Day, and he was walking down the streets of London, England, and he heard church bells ringing. And he heard them, and he probably said, hark, when he heard them, or listen. But as he heard those bells, it did something in his heart. His heart jumped because he realized Christ has been born. And all of the heavens are rejoicing because now that Christ has been born, there's healing for all of us. Healing now and healing down the road when Christ comes back. And so he wrote this song as a way to celebrate that. This is a song of celebration. It's a song of joy. And some of us could say, well, 2020 has been a bad year and there's a lot to grumble and complain about. But Charles Wesley, if he is here, would say, there's a whole lot to rejoice about. Because Christ has been born. And if Christ has been born, if the sun has risen, there's healing in his wings. Maybe you need that healing this morning. Maybe you need that encouragement, that strength, Maybe you need the salvation that's found in Christ. We're here to help you find that, help you experience that. We're going to have ministers and elders up front. If you need prayer, if you need encouragement, if you need healing, Christ has been born. There is healing found in his wings. We'd love to help you in any way we can. Let's join right now. Let's stand and let's sing Charles Wesley's great hymn.